after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
East to West with Nick and Rob. Pick the Super Bowl.
Pick the Super Bowl.
Bonus content. Have we gone mad?
This is a super secret double probation episode.
G-O-A-T. That's the goat, baby.
Yep, but you know what? I heard today, I was watching The Chase, and they say in foreign countries, they eat goats.
They do. Fantastic. Often they overcook them, but they're still good. So that speaks to just how tasty they are. All right, East to West with Nick and Rob picking the Super Bowl.
I want you guys to go out there and protect your balls at any cost.
A little bonus content, Rob. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
All right, so Vegas has this particular game, and I don't know that I totally agree, but they're close. They're in the ballpark, so give them credit. Give the odds makers credit here. KC minus 3.5 at most places, and the over under 57.5. I have some questions on that. Obviously, there are a million props as well, but let's get the game out of the way. How do you think this game is going to go, Rob?
Well, I think it's going to start with a coin toss.
No chance. Richard Moyahan's going to charge the field with a Confederate flag. She gets in the news every time Tom makes a Super Bowl. Is that okay? Are we okay with that?
Well, if you remember a few years ago, I guess when the Patriots are playing and Giselle went off about, Tom, is he going to throw the ball and catch the ball?
That was newsworthy. I would give it to the news. That's fine. I was fine with that one. Because if you say that out loud, you deserve to get publicity. All right. So I think this game could go a couple different ways. But for the most part, I try to just take emotion out of it, right? So I'm kind of happy for Tom, you know, good for him. It's not the Patriots, but fine. 10th Super Bowl. This idea that Andy Reid goes to back-to-back Super Bowls and wins them. Look, Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable. Probably the best quarterback in the NFL going right now. But Andy Reid coaches in a way that is kind of infuriating to me. So I'm having a hard time really kind of gauging how I think this game will go.
Wilfred Brimley coaches the same way as well.
Quaker Oats, baby. Jump in the pool with your oatmeal. What could go wrong?
He's going to have that big old bowl of oatmeal, and he's just going to hit to that field.
They don't run the football. The walrus. I don't know why they don't run the football. They should run the football. He doesn't protect his quarterback, who may or may not have multiple injuries, and they don't protect their defense because they score too fast and they don't understand clock management. Andy Reid will never figure that out. Luckily, he has so many talented players. Maybe that's fine. But I have a funny feeling Tom can kind of win this one. You know, the Bucs can kind of win this one. The defense might be opportunistic, speed. Maybe they can keep up. They can at least take one of those guys, Kelsey or Hill, out of the game for the most part. They can kind of pick and choose how they want to do that. And I think their defense is opportunistic that they could probably get a turnover. I see a turnover somewhere in there for the Bucs defense.
Tom has that mentality. He knows when the Germans invaded Pearl Harbor, he didn't give up. When the going got tough, he got going.
You know what I kind of like about him this year? He doesn't care when he throws a pick. It's really not a big deal for him. Like, he's still emotional, obviously, but he takes chances. He actually just, like, I don't know, him and Bruce Arians had a scotch together, and they're like, look, if you want to throw downfield, just do what you do.
Here's the big thing about this game. The home field advantage is real.
Well, I mean, real, real in the sense geographically, yes. Real in the sense that there are fans there. Let me ask you this question, Rob. I was a little bit uncomfortable in the Green Bay game, and a little bit even in the KC game, although I think they're a little bit more spread out there. I don't know how many fans were there, 12,000, 16,000, but it made me feel uneasy. Obviously, we're back. We took a little break here on East to West with Nick and Rob. The virus has been eradicated. I haven't looked outside my window. How many fans are allowed at the Super Bowl?
I don't know. If they have the British invasion COVID, I think it has to, it like starts with decaying your teeth a bit. The British invasion one does. And I think there's a South African one that makes you go around seeing you're decaffeinated.
We took all the money we made from season one of East to West with Nick and Rob and put a squid cardboard cutout in the stands at the Super Bowl. That's our advertising budget.
Yes. Everybody, look for the squid
look
cutout
for the squid.
In the stands.
There.
If you can spot it and tell us exactly what seat it's in, you can win that squid cutout.
All your dreams come true. Let me ask you this, Rob. What do you think of this game? Are you happy with the two teams? Do you think they're the two best teams in the NFL, or were you rooting for something different?
They both took a low road to get to the game, and I'm only saying that because – in the Tampa Bay Green Bay game, Battle of the Bays, Aaron Rodgers was screaming at the ref at the end of the game saying, "You wait to call that shit now."
I think the pass interference. Yeah, the call was right because you see, because in the initial shot, you don't see how bad he pulls the jersey. But when on the replay, obviously it's pretty bad. It's the delay that's really annoying. So
yes, but both teams have been doing that all day. And, yeah. And if I had to hear those two schmucks say, they're just letting them play. They're just letting them play. Watch, look at that. They're letting them play.
It was frustrating. Too much. It's not a bad playoffs. I certainly had a lot of fun. I watched more of it than I thought I would, considering that the Patriots weren't involved. But I think the right teams are there ultimately, even though there were some wonky calls here and there.
I would have loved to have seen the Bills versus the Bucks.
My preseason pick was Packers-Ravens, and I didn't think the Ravens played all that bad, but Lamar had one decent game, one bad game. But I think Packers-Bills would have been a pretty satisfying Super Bowl. Credit to the Chiefs. So I don't think this Chiefs team is better than last year's Chiefs team. I'll go on record for saying that. But I do think the defense is a little bit better on this Chiefs team than last year's team. I do think they're opportunistic. And you know how to beat Tom. The way to beat Tom is kind of play man-to-man coverage, rush with four, and get to him. Can the Chiefs do that? I'm not entirely sure. But I saw him do it a little bit with the Bills, and it sort of raised an eyebrow. Like, all right, if they're going to beat Tom, this is how they're going to do it.
They're going to play Tom Brady like they did in the Revenge of the Nerds. They're going to put the whipped cream in his helmet, and under the whipped cream is going to be naked pictures of Giselle. So it's going to totally throw his game off.
That's going to work. It's going to be a picture of a skinned avocado. No, but I will say this. You know what Tom has that I think is a good, sort of a good gauge on if they play man coverage and they can cover Evans and Godwin. And hey, by the way, Cameron Brate playing much better than Gronkowski right now. They've got Fournette, who's looked good the last couple weeks. He's a big asset to that team. He can catch, he can run. He doesn't put up big numbers, but he keeps the chains moving and sets up third and short a lot. And, you know, obviously Brady's pretty good at third and short. So a lot of the things that I look at, like I'm trying to, again, take the emotion out of it and look for value. KC's favored by 3.5. Obviously, betting the Bucks is a good bet, sports betting wise. But if they can't win the game, it doesn't really matter, right? So I do think the Bucks can win, but I do think if I was putting a line on the game, I'd say Chiefs by 2.5. So I think Vegas is just slightly off on this game.
Yeah, I think it's hard to pick a spread and an over under. The over under makes it look like the defense isn't going to show up for the game on either team. So.
57.5. You got over under that. I got under. I think it's close, but it's under. I have like 34-21, something along those lines.
I think any team quarterbacked by Tom Brady that made it to the Super Bowl averages, I believe, 28 points a game.
Yeah, I think 31 if the Bucks win, 34 if the Chiefs win. We've seen it a lot. We've seen Brady in the Super Bowl a lot. It's not really one of those things where he lights the scoreboard up. We've had a few of those, the Carolina Super Bowl, but most of the time they sort of do play the clock and stuff. The difference is, yeah, Bruce Arians. Is he a bad coach? I mean, it's hard to say he's a bad coach. I'm not rooting against him per se, but he's not a clock manager either. He's certainly sort of like, F you, I'm just going to go for it kind of guy. And it's an undisciplined team, certainly in the special teams and certain aspects of the offense too. But again, just like Andy Reid has a pretty good defense, the Bucks have really good players on defense. They can do some stuff that is pretty shocking, and they have only gotten better those last 6 weeks of the season.
On a side note, I had mentioned this to you. I was out in Target, and
Target.
They had a whole section set up for the Super Bowl and Tostitos, Doritos, Lay's chips, the whole thing. No one was over there buying it. And I said to myself, wow, this is what it looks like in other cities at this time of the year for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not used to not having a huge party, right?
Exactly.
I know that, like, I am generally a nervous wreck when the Patriots are playing in the Super Bowl. Now, obviously, I'll have a bunch of sports bets going, and I'm sure I have a million future bets on the Patriots every year. So there is a financial aspect to that as well. But for the most part, I just really want the Patriots to always win. So I'm always pacing around. I almost never sit down. I don't really, like, go crazy with the food while the game is on until, you know, I don't get to relax and breathe till the game is over. And it's like post-game interviews and stuff. So when they're not in the Super Bowl, which is pretty rare the last 22 years or whatever, I think that I do get to relax and chill out. The bummer this year is you can't really gather. It's still COVID crazy out there. So it's kind of weird. You know, it makes for a weird Super Bowl. All right, let's pick this game. Let's get hardcore. So KC -3.5. The game is in Tampa. We should say that out loud. I don't know what the fan situation is there. What do you think?
Wow. hard to call. It's been hard to call a Brady quarterback Super Bowl for the last 21 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue with that. I'm going to say, ask me in the final 2 minutes.
I might change my mind too. Now, Mahomes, 25 years old, Brady, 43. Certainly there are warning signs saying, look, you probably should just bet the Chiefs. They have covered quite a few times over the last 6-7 weeks here. I think that if you're forcing me to pick, I want to take the Bucks money line, but the safer play is Bucks plus the 3.5, what Vegas is giving you, which is probably an extra point or at least a hook. Officially, my pick will be Bucks plus 3.5, and I will take the under 57.5.
Ooh, two of the hottest quarterbacks collectible-wise. I'm bringing this up right now. Two of the hottest quarterbacks.
Sam Darno. Nick Foles. No. Oh, you're talking cards. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not ghosts.
Okay, got it.
Okay. If anything, the solidifies Tom's value is going to go up on the collectibles. If you can get any type of Tom Brady collectible and cards, whatever, autographs, snatch them up now, okay? Mahomes, same thing. However, Mahomes is younger and has a whole career ahead of him. Don't want to jump the gun on him.
You don't think Andy Reid is doing him a disservice by letting them hang in there too long on these pass plays when they're leading by like double digits sometimes and he's taking these hits? You don't think Andy Reid deserves some flack for that?
I think he does. I mean, yeah.
It's 25. Don't you want to have 12 more years of Patrick Mahomes, at least 13 more years?
Least,
I don't know.
At least. Maybe he'll end up on the Patriots in his 14th, 15th year.
Matt Stafford, call me.
I heard through the grapevine.
This is good info.
The Patriots' new quarterback is going to be a quarterback we had before.
Jimmy G. I've heard the Jimmy G for like a third or a fourth, but do you really want that? Come on.
No, I don't. I would rather get back Jacoby Brissett.
I know you like Brissett. I think he is Taysom Hill. I don't think he's a starter in the NFL. I don't love either one of those options, but either one is better than what we had this past season. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the prop bets. So, you know, obviously in Vegas, I've been doing prop bets for some time, and I think there's always a few fun ones. This year, again, the excitement for the Super Bowl is a little bit lower than most, but I do have two that I like a lot. Here in Vegas, you can bet whether or not there will be a safety. The yes is plus 800. The no is minus 1400. So if you bet $100 on the yes, you get your 100 back plus 800.
Because I knew we wasn't going to win a damn thing.
My next one is special teams touchdown, right? So special teams touchdown. Will there be a touchdown from the special team? So running back, a kickoff or whatnot, or a defensive touchdown? Yes is plus 250. No is minus 300. Now, years and years ago, if you lived in Vegas or have been doing some of these prop bets, that used to be like plus 2,000. And there have been so many safeties over the last 25 Super Bowls that number has consistently dropped down. Now, I think both of these defenses are pretty opportunistic, and we know Brady throws picks. I have a funny feeling there'll be at least a couple turnovers in this game. And could one hit pay dirt? Absolutely. I say yes, plus 250. There will be a special teams or defensive touchdown in this game.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a pick six. I believe there will be a pick six.
Seems likely. These cornerbacks and safeties, they go after the ball. And I sort of like that. It makes it fun to watch. They're both fast, too. A lot of speed on both defenses.
If anything, when either team is in a shotgun formation and there's a pick six, it's going to be for a long game.
Brady's not going to go tackle anybody.
Hell no.
Who's a long shot that could be MVP? Or is it just a lock that it'll be Patrick Mahomes as MVP if the Chiefs are the winner?
MVP for the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill.
Yes, 16-1 Tyreek Hill. And I think that's a pretty smart bet, actually. Tyreek Hill is 16-1. Travis Kelce is 12-1. I don't think Sammy Watkins, who's playing in this game, or Darrell Williams or Clyde Edwards-Helaire are worth it. But at least those three, you get some value there. Mahomes is 11-10. Not a ton of value there. But on the other side of the ball with the Bucks, if the Bucks happen to pull out a win, there are some good numbers. Who do you think could be MVP besides Brady, who's 5-2 there? So basically 2.5-1.
Okay. I'm going to go with offense Cameron Brate.
It's a long shot. Do you want to guess Cameron Brate's number?
I'm going to say probably 60-1.
100-1. So if you really like Brate, he scores 2 touchdowns, like 7-8 receptions. That's an amazing win if you hit that.
Now, on the defensive side, which is going to be really funny because
tough to be Super Bowl MVP if you play on defense, but it has happened.
It has happened. But Brady surrounded himself with a team of people that really hated him when he played for the Patriots.
Good for him, right? Keep your enemies close.
So we got Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yep. Playing well. Shit, he looks young.
And we got Sir. Sir hated Brady with a passion.
Who doesn't hate Brady?
So they may take out their frustration on the other quarterback thinking it's Brady just to get back, you know, a secret way. So
yeah,
Jason Pierre-Paul, what's his?
He's 60-1. So he is more likely than Cameron Brate, according to Vegas, to be Super Bowl MVP. I actually don't hate that number. I like Shaq Barrett, who's really, really good on Tampa. He's 40-1. There is another offensive player that I like for the Bucs, though, which is Fournette, who I think could have a big game if he gets 2 touchdowns or something. If the Bucs happen to pull out a sort of upset win, their Fournette is 30-1. And I think that's a pretty good number if you're on the Bucs for the Super Bowl. Anything else you want to know on the prop bets?
Is there any weird bets there? Any weird prop bets? Like
the Nets plus Sixers total points versus Tom Brady's gross passing yards. I do like that one.
Okay.
There's some weird ones.
Gronkowski says 69, you know, how many times on the sidelines during the game?
How about this? I'm gonna give you this, and I think this one is somewhat interesting. Travis Kelce, okay, and now he's such a huge integral part of the Chiefs offense, right? Travis Kelce minus 34.5 yards versus Mike Evans. Both basically even money. Kind of like Mike Evans.
The way Mike Evans has been playing lately, however.
A little sporadic, yeah. And he's a little hurt, I guess, too.
It's like he has, you know, saucers for hands sometimes.
But minus, you get 34.5 yards right off the bat. That's quite a bit. How about this? Kelce minus 19.5 versus Chris Godwin, who's played much better the last few weeks.
I would take that one.
That's not bad either, even money.
How many times is there a prop bet for how many times Tony Romo is going to say he knew what the play was before the play was even played?
Yeah, listen, I'm here to say, we've talked about this quite a bit in season one of East to West with Nick and Rob. Okay, yes, I learn things when Tony Romo is announcing. It's not like he's a total idiot. He knows football, and he often gets the right play ahead of time, right? But just shut up, man. I'm watching the game, all right? He is super, super fucking obnoxious. And I don't think he should be paired with Jim Nance. Jim Nance and Tony Romo is like, I don't know, one of the Smothers Brothers and the Night Stalker serial killer. You have to come up with a better pairing than that.
Holy shit.
I mean, that's off the top of my head, but, you know, a lot of true crime during the COVID pandemic.
I would give anything for Tony Romo to take over as Captain Obvious in the commercials during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm ready for that, too. Put on the suit. I actually like it better when he's wrong, but that doesn't happen all that much, ironically.
Oh, my God. It's like, I got an idea. Let's team up Tony Romo with Chris Collinsworth.
At that point, I'm putting the podcast on and muting the television. Gronkowski's 16-1 to score the first touchdown of the game. And 16-1 to score the last touchdown of the game.
What about Tom Brady quarterback sneak for a touchdown?
You know what? I didn't see it on there, but like Tom Brady for a rushing touchdown seems like that should be on there. Because that's a pretty good bet. If it's plus money, man, he's rushed for how many touchdowns did he rush for this year? Like 3 or 4 if you include the playoffs?
I think so.
43 years old. You got to give him some credit for that.
I'm just looking forward to in 5 years from now. Actually, we'll say 8 years from now, because I'm hoping he actually does decide to retire.
Okay,
and doesn't
so
go out.
This crippled. Is an important question. This is an important question, Rob, because what are the odds essentially that Tom wins this game, puts the finger up and says, I'm done? I mean, it seems like Breeze is retiring, right? And he had a good season versus Breeze, so he has the regular season touchdown record. I know he's waiting for that one. So there's at least an outside shot he walks away, right?
Well, Breeze is done for 2 reasons. Kind of similar age. However, he has had 3 major throwing arm surgeries.
Yeah, plus he's been devastated. Like, he's got broken ribs up and down. He had, like, the heart condition. So he's got other things going on there. Punctured lung, right? Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's... Yeah,
and no disrespect. He's had a great, great season. Drew Brees, first ballot Hall of Famer, obviously, but versus Tom Brady is going to get those records. So I'm not sure Brees is going to hang on any longer. By the way, Brees, you know, unfortunately, Jameis Winston was the better quarterback in that game. 1 for 1 with like a 50-yard touchdown. It's beautiful.
That was like beautiful. It was
a laser
like,
beam,
wow.
Right? I still want Jameis on the Patriots. If they're not going to go with him and they want to go with Taysom, send me Jameis. Yeah, he needs a little bit of work, but I still think that kid's got talent.
The Patriots need a throwing quarterback. No ifs, ands, or buts.
The problem is your buddy Bill, he hates offense. He just hates offense. He wants to win like, you know, the 86 Bears. I don't know. It's just not the way the NFL is designed anymore. So I don't know if he needs Bill O'Brien back. I'm not sure what the deal is there. But a talented quarterback that can run, I think, is what Bill is going to utilize the best. And Jameis can run. He can rush.
He can. I just don't like that he likes to go join the 30-30 club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but the way they could fix that is the short passing game, which Belichick is a genius at too. So maybe they can do some of that more. It's not like we have any receivers that can catch the ball downfield anyway. They're all 5'3".
Right, and only time will tell what's going to happen with the Patriots.
Yeah. Let me just give it to you now. Tom Brady will score a touchdown. Okay, this would be a rushing touchdown. Yes is plus 400, so 4-1. No is minus 500. You like that bet?
That's 4-1. That's a good bet.
Not bad, right? I kind of like it. Maybe we want to go halves on this. Maybe we go halves on this one.
I think so.
20 each. That's $80 a pop plus our money back. I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at that. We'll talk off pod on that one.
I like that a lot.
All right. So in the final analysis, Rob, you got to give us a winner and a loser. Are we getting number 7 here or what?
Well, obviously, Nick, the winners are the fans.
The winner is Tony Romo, and that's not close. Let me ask you this. What's the vibe down there in Beantown? Are people happy, sad, angry? I know we're not buying Tostitos, but are they like, go Tommy, good for Tommy?
A lot of people love Tom Brady, and he can do no wrong. And a lot of people also have the perspective of how he left town, and he was kind of a dick about it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that is the MO of athletes who leave the provincial town of Boston.
Love prevails over hate, and I'm going to say that
I'm
going to be rooting for Tommy. And
he tried to storm the Capitol. Give it a rest.
Yes. Good luck storming the Capitol.
Camelot's a silly place anyway.
So I'm picking Tampa Bay to win.
Tampa Bay to win. I like it. Good for you. I hope that comes true. I think they have a chance. It's one of these things where, like, Tom Brady leaves the Patriots. It's not that different. Like, when Pedro was on the Mets, some of the time, like, I have that weird Boston thing in me where, like, I want to immediately be angry. But once the game starts, it's like, it's hard to not root for Pedro to strike somebody out. It's hard to not root for Tom Brady. I don't care what jersey he's wearing. You know, I love Drew Brees and I like the Saints as a football team. I was rooting for the Bucks, and I don't particularly like Florida. I certainly don't particularly like Bruce Arians, and that is an undisciplined team at times, but it's hard to not root for them. So I'm rooting for Tom Brady. I think they have an outside chance at winning, and I'd be taking them plus
the. He has come out and said that he thinks Bruce Arians is a fantastic coach. Yeah. I think he's only saying it because Bruce Arians has let Tom Brady do what Tom Brady wants to do.
Yeah. Bruce Arians was throwing him under the bus after like 4 weeks or whatever, when it still looked like Belichick was winning.
Exactly. So, he was giving him the Peyton Manning effect.
I don't hate Bruce Arians either. I just think, like, sometimes they make this dumb penalty or make a stupid play where, like, it's clearly wrong. But, you know, that's just every Arians team I've ever watched. So
whose mustache game is going to be better, Arians or...
Oh, no, that's Andy.
Or Andy, yeah.
Andy's poncho game, top notch.
So I'm going with the Bucks.
All right. Uncle Bookie goes for the Bucks. Nikki the Greek also goes for the Bucks, but plus the points. So there you have it. East to West with Nick and Rob. Pick your Super Bowl.
I want winners.
Bubble talk.
Hey, this is Johnny Fever.